We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Foursquare Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Very, very special good morning to all listeners in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean. And wherever you're listening today, I bring you Jesus. I bring you the good news. Any day now, Jesus can come back for his church. Praise God. All of the things that you're seeing up there and the negative news that you're reading is just an indication of the times that Jesus spoke about before his coming. Praise God. So we are not fazed. We're not afraid. We're not panicking. We are very much looking forward to our Lord's return. Wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places and people turning against God and anti-Christian and stuff like that and, you know, anti-Christ behavior. All of that is an indication of the terrible times that we're living in. But we give God praise because we remain, bless God, his servants. We remain connected to him. We remain with our eyes on the price, our eyes on Jesus. We remain doing the work, making sure that we cut the last harvest, we reap the last harvest for the Lord. It seems as though we have to reap the last harvest on our knees, but we will reap it anyhow. Amen. In Jesus' name. So excited to bring you the word again. We started last week on a powerful word dealing with the new day and the new era, which is our theme this year, a new era. This is a new era, a new day. We are really experiencing Jubilee and a year of fulfillment. And I want to testify that we're seeing this team come to pass in our life and in our ministry. God is good, and God keeps his word. And what he says with his mouth, he can surely do with his hands, and he does all the time. So we want to go back to looking at what happened to the disciples when the Holy Ghost came, what happened when they experienced their new day and the new era that has touched all of us and influenced our lives, influence generations before us and will influence generations to come. Praise God. So we want to thank God because as long as we look to God and we trust his word and we do what he is asking us to do, we will experience our new era and our new day in all areas of our lives. And we praise God for that. Once again, I want to thank God for this men and women of God. Praise God. Here with me, Pastor Chris, Reverend Gail, and Elder Octave, coming to you, you know, on Fridays, share the word of God. And I thank you for your sentiments expressed, that you really enjoy the program. And I pray the Lord will continue to use us. Give us the right words. Give us the unction to function. Give us the illumination of the word so we can at least share with you God's heart and God's mind concerning his word. So I'm grateful to be back here again. We're going to ask Elder Octave to pray for us before we go into the word.
Blessed good morning to my brothers and sisters in Christ and to all of you who are hearing this program over the airwaves. Father, we give you thanks for another day we are able to enter into your presence. I pray as we bring the word of God that it will bring some light to those who are still in the dark shrouds of sin. I pray, Father, that a seed will be planted in the hearts of men and women and will be continuously fed by the word of God. And I pray, Lord, that shackles that we know exist in people's hearts and minds, that the sin have them so bound up, will be now loosed as God's word is brought to them. And we pray this program is a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Elder Octave. Once again, we're going back to the word that we started last week. We're dealing with a new era, a new day, and what happens when you experience that, led by the Holy Spirit and its empowerment. These disciples were, we know what they were before the Holy Ghost came. They were terrified during the time when Jesus was held, and they went into hiding. They deserted him. So we could call them deserters. And Peter denied him. And Thomas doubted him. They were just a bunch of, you know, wishy-washy Christians. But I thank God because Jesus knew what they would become once the Holy Ghost would come upon them. He was sure and certain and had enough faith in the power of the Holy Ghost to put the church, you know, the birthing of the church in the hands of these men, because he knew that once the Holy Ghost came upon them, they would have been radically changed. And what a radical change came upon Peter and John. Praise God. These men walking out of prison, praise God, with the gate still shut. All of that, praise God. These men going back to the city where they were taken from and told not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus, and going back to the same place, even though they're under threat of prison and strikes and so on, and saying, we rather obey God than man. What was this revolutionary thing that happened to them? That changed them. And they were not afraid anymore. Because Peter was afraid of a maid. Now he's not afraid of a whole group of religious bigots. You know, he don't care. He just want to do what God has called him to do. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the impartation of the Holy Spirit. It changes your life. In my walk with God, and I got saved pretty young, so I've been in ministry for quite a while, over 40 something years, and I've seen such significant changes in people's lives. I've seen an alcoholic become a man, a woman of God, speaking with authority and walking in power, all because of their encounter with God.
Amen.
What a remarkable change. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people go to drug counseling or Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's no change. But I guarantee you, when you come to God, you will be changed.
Praise God.
As long as you obey and you let the Holy Ghost do its work in your life, and you know, and be obedient step by step, Holy Ghost will change you. So Reverend Gail is going to read the Word of God again to us. Praise God.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all listeners. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. What a profound, powerful story of change, revolutionary change and healing. He was there from birth, you know. Man was there from birth, and nobody could help him. But once Peter and John got the experience of the Holy Spirit that changed them, radically changed them, and gave them a new day and a new era, and they crossed into that new era, their thoughts were different. Their actions were different. The way they did ministry was different. And so they had no choice now but to see the man differently. We couldn't help you before, but now we can help you because we have something to offer. We want to go back to that scripture. I think it's Luke chapter 24, verse 49, when Jesus promised them that if they will tarry, if they will wait, they will receive the Holy Ghost and power. Because you have to see what was given. God gave them a directive that they followed. And then you have the manifestation after they followed the directive. Because the Holy Ghost did come on them in Acts 1 after Jesus had told them to wait on him. Praise God.
Luke 24, and that is verse 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
Yes. That word power means dunamis power.
Mm-hmm.
We can listen. I don't think that you can, anything can compare with the power of the Holy Ghost. You know? That power of the Holy Ghost is the one that the Bible said, spread of the Lord was. In the beginning, there was nothing. It was darkness. It was darkness and so on. And the Spirit of God was breathing upon the water, water upon the water. That's the power of the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
to create with God the earth, the heavens and the earth. And the firmament and the skies and the clouds and the seas and the land. That the Holy Ghost, that if he can create, what do you think he will do with man when he comes upon man? Mm-hmm. He can recreate us. Put all of the stuff in us that is not workable, not working, that's making us do crazy things. All of the darkness that's in us, where we can't see and we're going off key, off the track, and make us to do the right thing. Everything in us that calls against the saltiness in us, Holy Ghost can change. Holy Ghost does revolutionary change.
Amen.
Praise God. There's no counselor. There's no, we have a teaching officer that can do what God, the Holy Ghost can do. He is all in all. He's everything.
Everything.
You get the whole package with the Holy Ghost, and you get power. That's why, Reverend Gill, I believe that we, the saints of God, particularly the ministers of God, should walk in the same power.
Amen.
They walk in. And we know, based on the word of God, after the Holy Ghost came, the young man was healed completely by the king. And they were bold enough to say to him, look at us. In other words, I look like the same man that you saw passing here. Two of us, Peter and John, we look like the same two people passing here. But guess what? We're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anything before. But now, after our experience with the Holy Ghost, we've got something to give you. I will change your life. That's so powerful. It's so powerful. God would never leave the church without anything. God gives what is needed and necessary for us to function as a church. Everything can be done through the power of the Holy Ghost. We've seen him manifested. Reverend Gabriel, we're building our temple.
Of course.
We saw the power of the Holy Ghost. We saw the lightning and the thunder that came down in the hills at 7:30 at night. I ran out after the glory of God came on us as I was teaching the last class for worship, and you were 8 months pregnant. I looked back and I saw this 8 months pregnant lady with 22 students running behind me. I said, I'm going, I've got a piece of land in the back, and I can't get cut now. Everybody came with excavators and so on, said, it's too hard, too steep, and all that. So this is the Holy Ghost, this is the power of the Holy Ghost. And I said, Lord, whatever is on me, I put in the land. And I'm glad that 22 students saw that power of God manifested on the hills. You saw lightning like fire going through the hills, down the streets, and there was nothing happening there. You heard thunder, serious thunder. You couldn't hear anything happening down the road. When you tried to pick up the dirt, it was hot.
Yes.
It was hot. And then the Lord said, go now and call back the same excavators and tell them to come. And when they came back, it was soft to cut. God is still the same God.
Same God.
Same Holy Ghost that created, do it. So we've seen the power of God manifested in great ways already. God will do it as long as you believe. Praise God. Reverend Gale, read that for me again. The scripture of Peter and John after the Holy Ghost was came, and the exploits, the magnificent exploits, starting with that young man by the gate. Acts 3.
Yes, and I'm going to read from verse 4. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And then all the people saw him walking and praising God.
Manifested power of God.
Manifested power of God.
Jesus, praise God. What if Peter and John did not wait on the Holy Ghost?
Correct.
And the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, their lives. They would not go through the same ritual, they would have the sameness. And God don't want his church to be going through the sameness. Same thing. Go on Sunday mornings and come back home the same way, listen to the same sermon, see nothing happen. When I go to church, I say, God, I want to feel your power, and I want to see your power manifested.
Amen.
I want to see a miracle. I want to see an exploit. I want to see a miracle, sign and wonder. And the miracle, signs and wonders were so tremendous. Thousands were saved daily. Daily.
Daily.
Thousands were saved. People saw unbelief. And I believe that we are struggling and trying to make church, have church. Because we're not seeing the miracles, signs, and the wonders. Well, we're not seeing it because I don't know if people are believing enough in the power of God to heal and to save and to deliver. But he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. That's the same Holy Ghost that empowered the apostles, and the same Holy Ghost that was with Peter and John. When they say, silver and gold have been none, as such as we have, we give to you. Children of God, saints of God, the church must not walk empty-handed.
Not at all.
Walk with something. Leave home with something. I don't mean talk anymore. That's good. And the Holy Ghost anointed, that's wonderful because of weapon. But leave home with the anointing of God in your life. Leave home empowered. Leave home knowing that God is with you and feeling his presence and his power to get the job done. Praise God. We've seen Reverend Gill, some revolutionary things happen in our ministry.
Yeah.
We believe that when we walk with God. When we go anywhere we go. The power of God. So when this is not a cliche for us. We're not just talking on the top of our heads. We have seen God. Yeah. And see this man. Reverend Gail was not able to have a baby. And she came to us.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, Reverend Gail, you waited.
Yes.
And then you came to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we laid hands on you. I pray to lay hands on you. I have to lay hands on your husband. Praise God. Because you had a medical issue. And he had a medical issue.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah.
And the doctor said, because both of y'all were negative,
do.
You would never be able to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But seven gold have been done, but such as we had, we give to you. We laid on our hands and power on you. And then I said to you and Henry, go home and get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't have to tell Henry that. But praise God. Praise God. And in 2 weeks, you were pregnant.
Yes.
2 weeks. And you waited for 5 years. That's the power of the Holy Ghost, though, to do what man can't do. When you went to the doctor said, you know that you are negative and your husband is negative. So before I examine you, I show you the file. Remember the file? I have the file here and you can't get pregnant. In fact, I would recommend that you adopt and all that. He told her,
all that kind of gibberish
he told you.
Mm-hmm.
And you went and told him that you believe you're pregnant. He said, you will not be able to get pregnant. So I don't want you to set your hopes and get too excited. Before he examined you, remember this. You cannot become pregnant.
That's right.
And then he examined you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh my God. Oh my God. This is the work of man.
Is that
the work of man? This is the work of God. Our medical doctor had to admit that because the power of God came on us and we released it to her. Manifest the power of God. The church must walk in and do the most power of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God expects that from us. If you're going to have a new day and a new year and a new era, if you're going to have that in our lives and our community, we must walk in the power of God to bring change and to show up when there's darkness.
Mm-hmm.
All this violence we're experiencing, we have to walk in the power of God to bring that those violent spirit on the subjection.
Right.
We have to do it. Praise God. So I'm going to let Apostle Chris share and then Reverend Gail.
The power of the Holy Ghost is so awesome. And we want to thank God who's given us such an awesome gift. Holy Ghost is going to come now and rest and dwell within us and move us to a different level altogether from the trajectory we were on before. A whole transition. I it's amazing when you look at the apostles prior to this move of God. We see what's happening in most churches today.
Yes, please.
Preach well. Great programs. Where the miracles? Where the transformation? Where the life being changed? Where are the differences coming? How our children will be? Are we speaking to the issues of the nation? It will cause men and women to look back, take a second look at God, and decide that my life isn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because if most of us examine our lives in societies we live in, most guys don't have a clue where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
In our community, in our society of Baptists, we have many young men who do not know basic things. Pray and call on God, they don't understand any of that because somehow nobody took them to a place where they could hear this.
So we thank God the Holy Ghost is still alive. He's still functioning in people's lives. Yeah. And we have a responsibility wherever we go to let people know, let the world know, let Barbados know that life is more than having a house. Life is more than having a car. Life is more than having friends. Life is a lot more than having facilities to do things. Life is knowing God, first of all.
Amen.
Life is understanding how fragile and broken we are, and how inept we are, how incapable we are of saving ourselves, and we need someone to save us because we are in dire pits right now. It's only when that fall comes upon us, it's only when we recognize that the Holy Ghost will then come and change us. Disciples were that way, walking behind Jesus, they saw the miracles, but they couldn't get it in their head until that day when God touched them.
That's your fault.
We need a touch from God. We need a touch from a politician. We need a touch from a soothsayer. We need a touch from God. Because we don't even need a touch from Satan. We know what he's going to do to us. He's going to fool all of us and then laugh at us. That's what he does to people in hell today. He laughs at all those people that deny God. You need a touch from God. It's only a touch from God, that will really transform your life and open a whole new life to where we are, where we're going, and what we need to do in our future. Our future is bright where we have God in our life. Amen. Our future is bright where we have Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray.
Oh, praise God. Pastor Chris is on fire. Whoever needs, let's hear you.
Well, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle Chris. That was so powerful. And one of the things that we need to walk in that power. And because of what, and just to go over what Apostle was saying with myself, at the end of the day, the Lord gave me 3 children.
Praise God.
And at every juncture of that, the doctor would say, I don't know how you got pregnant because of the problem that I had. There was so much scarring and all that every single time. So the power was still present for me to bring forth 3 children, and I give God thanks and praise. I really want to talk about the power, because when we talk about that power, when Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem until you become imbued with power from the Holy Spirit, the dunamis power, it's the same power that gives you the ability to.
Of course, yeah.
My goodness. So that's why Peter and John was able to do what they had to do.
Yes.
And the same power, Apostle, it's the same power in St. Luke chapter 1 that Gabriel told Mary that this power will come upon you, the same dunamis power to cause the Holy Spirit to come upon you, create that power, that ability, and the Son of God came forth.
Awesome.
And it's the same power on the day of Pentecost. My goodness. It is church up in here. My goodness. That came upon, overshadowed them, that they were able to go.
Hallelujah.
And then Jesus said, greater things will you do, not just for the disciples back then, but for us. That is why in Mount Zion Missions, we were able to see the dead raised.
Yes,
were able to see somebody with 10 days left to live, free of cancer, and still living. Bless God.
Praise God for
so
Jesus.
The power is there
in the name of Jesus.
If we walk in it, as long as we tarry,
praise God.
And the power comes, you will see the performance of miracles and the manifested glory of God. And that's what it is.
Again,
praise God.
And that's the minute to share it.
Yes.
Two or three minutes, man.
Quickly, the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 5, Amplified Version said that the guy looked at the church, Peter and John, expectantly waiting for something, because he anticipated that he was going to get coins, material things, not knowing that the church does not operate in the natural, the church operates in the spiritual. So the first thing the church said was that we don't operate in the physical. We don't have silver and gold, but I'm going to give you something that's going to shake your foundations and show you that you don't need the material things when the power of God is in the church.
Praise God.
Awesome. Amen.
Wonderful. Listen.
Amen.
So actually, here's the thing. What happened in the book of Acts with the apostles can happen today. You believe that? If we believe it, then we must see it.
Uh-huh.
And it mustn't be in little pockets. You know, occasionally, it might be as culture. It might be a part of the church's culture.
Yes.
People are saving for the Holy
Kingdom culture.
Oh, man. Ah. And oh, Lord, help us. healing should be regular. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's sick, come. Mm-hmm. I'm still expecting to see at the hospital, they bring people with all kinds of sicknesses to the churches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm walking and that's what I expect. I live in expectation.
Yeah.
I pray about that consistently. And I know when the fullness of time comes, God will grant us all requests. We're going to wait on Him, trust Him, believe Him, clear all the cobwebs, do what is necessary. Praise God. They had to wait, get rid of all the fluff and the junk in their heads. And then the Holy Ghost came. We need to get rid of some junk in our heads. You know, if a woman could preach or a man could preach or whatever, we need to get rid of the junk and just have Jesus, raw Jesus and the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
Praise God.
Thank you so much, Apostle. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Their phone number, 436-4753, 436-4753. Please let us know how this program has impacted and empowered you, and you can contact us, 422-2512 or 432-6479. We're located 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo in St. James. And please remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
I pray today with all my heart that you, born again child of God, will seek God with all your heart, with all your soul, with everything you have, and don't leave until you get the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Go into fasting, whatever it takes. Seek God. You will not succeed without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Church cannot be church without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. If you are a worshiper, you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. If you're a dancer, church, you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Even if you're an usher, even if you're ushering at the door, you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Why? You can sense when people are coming through the door and they have the wrong spirit and they're coming for the wrong reasons. And your job at the door is very important. So whatever you're doing in the church, we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. For souls to be saved, the church has got to get back to it and be empowered and follow the fire of God and walk in the fire of God and do exploits for God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the listeners right now. Empower those that are waiting on you and cause them to shine and touch lives and change lives and walk in the manifested power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I call it done. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.